Good evening to you, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm John Pierce, your host on Lehigh Valley Discourse. Running the board for us this evening, our operations director, Neil Heaver. Our topic this evening is one of the most worthwhile organizations that we have in the Lehigh Valley, and it's called New Bethany Ministries. I have two guests with me here today, Diane and Mark, and we will hear from them momentarily. New Bethany Ministries began in the early 1980s as an interfaith ministry to relieve poverty within Southside Bethlehem. And by the way, Diane and Mark, you did not have to travel very far to come to our studio today.
Nope, cross the street.
Did you just cross the street without vehicle?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, Mike. Oh, these young folks. Coinciding with a round of major layoffs at Bethlehem Steel, the early 1980s proved a difficult time for many South Bethlehem residents. In reaction to the increased local need, a group of representatives from many different faith communities came together to discuss what could be done. The group called themselves the Program Committee. The committee coordinated inter-ministry relief efforts like soup kitchens, shelters, a thrift shop, and counseling. At the beginning of 1985, the committee agreed that it was time to turn their efforts into a separate and permanent nonprofit entity. With the help of the Episcopal Diocese of Bethlehem and support from the City of Bethlehem, New Bethany Ministries was founded in March of 1985. So that is 10 years before WDIY went on the air. Let's try to remember it by the decade, right?
Okay.
The first New Bethany program, the Transitional Housing Program, began in December of 1985. Additional programming would follow in 1986 and years after. So that's a little thumbnail sketch of New Bethany Ministries. My guests this evening are Diane Elliott, Esquire, and Matt Rittle, married to an Esquire. Is that right?
And my name is Mark, yeah.
Mark. What did I say?
Matt, which is my brother's name. Can you believe that?
Oh, yeah. Well, your brother's not here. I better stick with Mark, right? I'm sorry about that, Mark.
That's not a problem.
So Diane has been the executive director of New Bethany Ministries for almost 9 years. She's on the steering committee of the Lehigh Valley Food Policy Council, of which New Bethany Ministries was a co-founder, and the chair of its Food Access Committee. Diane is also a member of the steering committee of the Lehigh Valley Regional Homeless Advisory Board and chair of its valley-wide effort to increase the availability of affordable housing, a position she will continue in her retirement. Diane, you're getting ready to retire.
I am at the end of the month.
Retiring from New Bethany's ministry, but
correct.
Not actually retiring, if I understand.
I'll be doing work on affordable housing. It just won't be full-time.
All right. It'll be part-time. You'll be in part-time retirement. I think that's a great concept. When I was young and I would see my uncles who had retired, my idea of retirement was just sitting around in your recliner and maybe doing some reading, maybe some gardening, maybe some a lot of TV watching, right? But it's more exciting when you're retired and you're doing something useful the way you're planning on doing. Prior to becoming executive director, Diane held several positions at Lafayette College. Ooh, what were those positions, Diane?
I started out in corporate and foundation relations, and then I was the director for public service for the Minor Center for the Study of State and Local Government, working with all 62 municipalities, trying to get them to work together. And then I was a professor, and I was a liaison to our federal legislators, and I was the coach of our mock trial team.
Oh, many hats to wear there. And you were director and co-founder of Lehigh Valley Land Recycling, an innovative and successful nonprofit dedicated to the redevelopment of brownfields, and recipient of the Governor's Award for Environmental Excellence in its first year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What are brownfields?
Brownfields are old industrial sites that need to be cleaned up and can be reused. And so it keeps people from building in the green fields. the pristine areas and makes use of infrastructure that's already available around old industrial sites.
So it's about keeping the green spaces green.
Correct.
Basically. So you're into food distribution and housing and brownfields preservation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we already have a full plate, but wait. She served as a consultant assisting with cooperative municipal efforts. You mentioned the 62 municipalities. In which area?
Lehigh and Northampton counties.
Those two counties have 62
municipalities, correct.
Wow. All right. She worked with other counties and numerous individual municipalities, including High Point, North Carolina, as part of a pilot program. Was the director of community development for Northampton County Development Corporation and spent many years as a practicing trial attorney, specializing in criminal defense and environmental law. And so you were an attorney after mm-hmm. graduating with your law degree?
Yes, for about 20 years.
20 years?
Yes.
And then what happened? You decided you wanted to go a different direction.
I was on county council, and during that period of time started working with all the municipalities and decided that it was time to get back out into the community. And so I decided to close my practice, continuing using what I had learned as an attorney and work in the community.
Beautiful. Yes. What a background. So out of the courtroom and into the community.
Correct.
Now, that could be the title of your memoir, Diana. Just a suggestion.
Okay.
When the time comes. So you also served on Northampton County Council and the County Prison Advisory Board and co-founder of Lehigh Valley Research Consortium. What's the Research Consortium about?
The Lehigh Valley Research Consortium is a group of professors in the Lehigh Valley that are part of all of our colleges and our community colleges, and they work together to do research that's important to us in the Lehigh Valley rather than bringing people out from the outside in. And it's done in a way that provides them the opportunity for advancement. It could be tenure, it could be promotions. They needed things that would help them within their various different areas of study.
And you're a co-founder of that group?
Correct.
Wonderful. And you've been a member and leader of many civic organizations, serving as past president and board member of the Morning Star Rotary, and on the boards of both local and statewide not-for-profits, presenter at both regional and statewide conferences. So you will be joining the board of HDC. What is HDC?
It's a nonprofit developer of affordable housing. Their primary office is in Lancaster, but they've started doing affordable housing in the Lehigh Valley.
What does HDC stand for?
Housing Development Corporation.
Okay. And you received your bachelor's degree from Lafayette College. Are you a native of Lehigh Valley?
No, I'm not.
Where'd you come from?
New York.
Uh-huh. Oh, you came far west.
Yes.
Yeah, the far west, right? And then after that, your JD from the University of Miami School of Law. Did you decide to go there because you loved their football team, Diane? You be honest with us.
I went there because I have family down there.
Yeah, family in Miami. So why are you here in the north if you have family in Miami?
I didn't really like it down there.
Oh.
I like the seasons up here.
Floridians listening to us. This is not good news. Yeah. In Hurricane Alley, huh? And a master's degree in environmental science from the New Jersey Institute of Technology. You have 3 daughters and 7 grandchildren, so pretty big family there. So that is Diane Elliott. And with her at our table this evening, I should say, is Mark Rittle. Mark has 15 years of experience in the nonprofit health and human service sector and an additional 9 years of higher education. Mark is all but dissertation. We call that ABD, right?
That's right.
That's what it is, Mark. In the field of sociology, having taught courses on social inequality and poverty at several Illinois universities, including Loyola University of Chicago and Northern Illinois University. So, Mark, when are you going to finish your dissertation? When are you going to start it?
That's a great question. You know, we have a lot of universities around here, so it's not out of the question that I would finish all the way. But effectively, I have two master's degrees in the same field right now, and I have really wonderful opportunity in the community. So I'm pretty happy for now.
That's terrific. Right. Mark most recently hails from a 12-year career as a nonprofit funder with United Way, first at United Way Metro Chicago, and then for 8 years at United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley as Vice President for Impact. He's a champion for community collaborative change and believes only a community coming together will be able to solve critical social issues. Amen. He has spent his adult life, I put the adult in there, Mark, you said your life. I'm saying your adult life.
Sir.
Dedicated to the issue of hunger and homelessness and looks forward to bringing his passion and expertise to New Bethany Ministries as executive director. Wait a minute. Am I dealing with the outgoing executive director and the incoming
executive director?
Correct. For right now, we're co-executive directors.
You're co-executive directors. How are you getting along?
It's working out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Are you in the office at the same time, or do you kind of avoid each other?
I think splitting the duties is a better way to say that.
What a question.
Actually, Diane has been showing me the ropes quite a bit this month, and so I've been shadowing not only Diane but other staff in the organization just to get to know the different parts of the organization.
Sure, and it's just a short-term co-executive director.
About 5 weeks, something like that. It will be. And Mark and I know each other for quite some time because he was our liaison from United Way. So we've worked together a lot. This is not new for us.
So this works for you.
And I'll even add for you, John. Diane mentioned, you know, New Bethany being co-founder of both the Food Policy Council and also the Regional Homeless Advisory Board here in the Lehigh Valley. I also was a co-founder on both of those two community collaborations. And so we got to know each other through that as well. So I think the work that I was the most proud of during my time at United Way was working on that. Yes, you're a funder, but you also are doing work in the community with community partners. And New Bethany was one of those community partners that I got to know while working on both housing and homelessness issues, as well as food issues.
And when you're active with the United Way, you get to know many organizations, and some of them become your favorites.
I don't know if I would say, but I'm thrilled about working here in Bethlehem. My family lives here in Bethlehem.
All right. Are you native of Bethlehem or Lehigh Valley?
My wife is Sarah Andrew, and she was raised in Fountain Hill. And so I moved here to the Lehigh Valley 15 years ago when we got married.
All right. Where are you from originally?
The Chicago suburbs.
Which suburb?
Oswego.
Oswego. Okay.
By Naperville. People know Aurora.
I'm from Evanston.
There you go.
So here we are.
That's right.
Two Midwesterners.
We'll shake your hand.
Came to the Northeast. We're not sure why, but we did, right? That's Mark Rittle. He mentioned his wife, Sarah Andrew, who has been interviewed here by Lori Siebert
on
her show on Wednesday evenings. And that's how I met her. So Mark and I talked about that before. Sarah is a certified elder law attorney. And Mark and Sarah live in the Lehigh Valley with two children. How old are the children?
9 and 11.
And you're part of the PTA at two Bethlehem Area School District schools. You're just running all over the place,
Mark. Right.
And listen to what he puts here on his bio. In his, quotes, spare, quotes, time, Mark is a member of the Valley Community Orchestra. Oh, and is a hobby photographer. Orchestra, you play an instrument?
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play the flute. I played for years and years. I played through college. I did weddings after college. Then I stopped for 20 years. But Bethlehem and the Lehigh Valley has an orchestra for, you know, volunteer kind of orchestra. So I joined that about a year ago.
Wow, that's terrific for you to come back, because lots of us who took up an instrument when we were smaller don't come back to them. So that's really great stuff. Diane, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say we have another connection with Sarah. Sarah is a former member of the New Bethany Ministries board. So this is a New Bethany Ministries family.
I first heard about New Bethany long before United Way. When I first got married here, I was introduced to the organization because the my new in-laws, my family at the time. Well, it's still my family, but new at the time. you know, we're fans of the organization. So it's really, I really feel like I'm coming home. My first home 15 years ago was here on the South Side, right next to the Aharts. That's where Sarah and I lived when we first moved to the Valley. And so it's really kind of exciting to be entering into this work.
Right. And as I mentioned, New Bethany Ministries office is right across the street from the WDIY studios in what I call eclectic South Bethlehem. And certainly the ministries are part of what makes eclectic an appropriate term for South Bethlehem. The New Bethany Ministries, from their webpage, Creating Opportunities for a Secure Future for the Homeless, Hungry, Poor, and Mentally Ill. I can't think of a larger agenda to have, or, frankly, a more important one. It's the basics of life that you're after. So, whom do you serve? Whom do you see over there looking for services?
Anybody who is in need can come to New Bethany, whether they're hungry, or poor. We don't take any information at all on any of their background in terms of their finances. We are non-discriminatory. Anybody can come and use the food pantry. We do have an intake process, but those questions don't necessarily get asked. So our purpose here is we're at the, as you say, the very base. There's nothing below what we do. If we can't help those folks, there's no place else for them to go, except for other agencies that are do similar type of work. But we really do form the base. And we have the most comprehensive services for that population of anybody, I would say, in the Lehigh Valley in one location. So we have housing for singles, men and women, which I think we might be the only ones who have single room occupancy for men and women. We have transitional housing for families. We have permanent housing for families. We have single room occupancy not just in Bethlehem, but also in Copley and in downtown Allentown. We have a financial management program, our represented pay program. And the thing that most people know us for is our food services. We have a hospitality center where we serve about 175 people every single day between 8 a.m. and 4, Monday through Friday, breakfast and lunch. And if they need food to take home, there's usually leftovers for them to take home in the evening. We also have a food pantry that's just moved into a new space around the corner in the alley that will provide. We were restricted to 18015. There is no restriction now in terms of zip code. Can be used by anyone. And it is being moved into a choice pantry through technology. And the technology will be a computer screen that shows pictures of the inventory, so that people who have a language issue or literacy issue don't have to worry about that when they come to see us. They can choose what they want, and then we'll provide it to them.
All right. How do you provide for people who are have a really basic knowledge of English?
We have Spanish speakers on staff, but in terms of them being able to select their own food, the photos will provide
right.
that.
Oh, that reminds me of a trip to Greece that I took once upon a time, and I spoke no Greek. And as long as it was a cafeteria style and I could point to things, we're back to that, right?
But I would like to emphasize that we also have added a whole health area so that we are providing not just for the people in terms of giving them what they need, but also improving their health outcomes, which will make it possible for them to work and do some other things. We're not going to be able to help everybody, but there are many people out there that we can help. So we're doing that through our a medical clinic that we have twice a month, and we're working with street medicine from Lehigh Valley Health Network, and we're also going to be opening a center for community partnerships starting probably in January in the space that's been vacated by the food pantry.
Mark, you're listening to all these. In fact, he's even taking notes here. This is what you're taking over, Mark. Do you realize this?
I do.
All right. And he's doing it with enthusiasm,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it's exciting.
What a great attitude. Well, folks, it's time for us to take a break here on Lehigh Valley Discourse. Our topic is New Bethany Ministries. I'm John Pierce, your host. Glad to have you along this evening. Stay with us now, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The many choices and real voices on WDIY are made possible with support from our generous, sustaining members. An automatic monthly gift of $10 on your credit card is an easy way to become a WDIY member and support the programs you love. Set up your monthly sustaining membership gift today. Call 610-694-8100 extension 7 or visit wdiy.org. Thank you.
Diane Elliott is the outgoing executive director of New Bethany Ministries, and Mark Ritzel is the incoming director. And Mark, we've already given a shout out to your brother Matt. any other brothers or sisters that we're dissing at this point?
And Matt's in Illinois, and funny, he's a pastor, so you know that matches, I guess, with the name of the organization.
But yeah, it also matches with what you've chosen as your career. I mean, what you're doing is a lot of counseling and pastoral type of work.
Yeah, you know, my dad was a pastor, and I was raised in what I would call like a social justice ministry or church. And so when I say coming back home, I'm literally coming back home to the block that I moved to 15 years ago, but I'm also coming back home more emotionally, coming back home to my roots a little bit, I think, with a position like this.
Right.
So I know you were joking, but it's true. Like, there's lineups there. I do have a sister, you asked. Her name is Christy. So
there you go. Hello to Christy. Diane, we were talking about the people who go to New Bethany Ministries for services. How would you describe that population?
That population is as diverse as any other population that you see every day out on the street. There's a misconception about who we serve. People have been stereotyped as being people who are either have an alcohol addiction or a drug addiction. And the fact of the matter is that while there may be some, other than that, there are people there who have lost jobs, who have suffered a sudden illness and can no longer work. It's not easy to come and ask for services like ours. It takes a lot to ask for help. And even those who suffer from some kind of addiction may not be the reason why how they got to where they are. Sometimes other circumstances have brought them to where they are, and over time, despair has brought them to some of these addictions. So what we're trying to do there is everything that we do not judge people. We get volunteers in so that they can not only help us, but also learn about our population. And then our hope is that they will share what they learn about our population with others and educate other people about the wonderful folks that we take care of every day. One of the things we're really trying to do is we lost our Restoration House program in October of 2017, which was one of our transitional housing programs. HUD had moved to what's called Housing First, where you house people without considering their social service needs. And in our program, we were providing an education, and it was a requirement, education, employment, and long-term housing at the end of it. That was no longer being funded by HUD, so we had to decide what we were going to do. Our program was a long-term program. We couldn't guarantee people the 18 to 24 months without appropriate funding. So we closed that program, but decided that we'd learned a lot of lessons from that, and we're using those lessons to help the people who come to our hospitality center every day. So you ask, do we have any stories? The folks that are in our hospitality center are often very transient. Trust is a big issue for them, and learning to trust us has become very, very important. And so people who did not have employment are now employed. People who have had issues with mental health are now getting the services they need. People with medical issues are now getting the services they need through a primary physician. No longer are they told you have high blood pressure or diabetes and have no place to go. They're being cared for. Our hope with the new Center for Community Partnerships is that we will be providing all those things that they cannot access either because they're too far away and transportation is an issue or cost is prohibitive. So we'll be doing mental health counseling. We'll be doing nutritional counseling. We've got cooking classes starting. We have financial literacy classes starting. We're hoping to begin some exercise classes like yoga. It will depend on the volunteers that we get, but a lot of people are stepping up and offering assistance.
And you have, let me ask first, before I forget, give us the address of New Bethany Ministries in case somebody wants to stop by.
333 West 4th Street is our office.
On the south side of Bethlehem.
Yes.
And so these people who are in need of services, do you charge for any of the services? Is it all free?
It's all free except for rents. We do charge rents, but most of our rents are 30% of people's income. It's affordable housing. Most of our sites are subsidized. And even the site that isn't, which is our Bethlehem site, is with the notion of charging 30% of someone's income.
And when you say site, you mean apartments.
Yeah, John, I wanted to mention that one of the most interesting things about that for me when I was learning about New Bethany Ministries was that, you know, a lot of people think about the meal center, or some say soup kitchen, and also the food pantry. And some people knew about some of the transitional housing, but we also have affordable housing, so actual rental units where New Bethany serves as the landlord. And there's a building, a couple of buildings here on the south side of Bethlehem. There's one in Copley. There's one in Allentown. And I think that's a really fantastic service that we can provide as an organization.
Absolutely. How many apartments altogether would you say?
42 single rooms. 12 transitional housing rooms, and 7 apartments.
Right.
And we have actually 2 houses that we've also purchased. So we have a family living in a row home that we purchased and renovated, and we have a family living in right across the street on the corner. It's a 4-bedroom, single detached home.
All right. And the... how has New Bethany changed over the past decade? Let's go to that question.
Well, since I got there, when I came, first of all, it was 2010, and we were just trying to come out of a recession. So people were very cautious about the way that they donated their money. It also, unfortunately, was at a period of time where New Bethany was in the midst of a controversy. So I came into that, and finances were difficult at first, but we've moved quickly out of that, and some of the things that have changed dramatically are providing more and more services that will help people get back on their feet. We aren't just a place for people to come and spend the day. We are a place where people can get what they need.
Do you have folks who will come in, and you have, I'm imagining, couches and chairs and whatnot, television that they can watch, people who just do hang out there during the day? Is that what you
there
say?
Are people who come in, some of whom actually, it's a place for people who are lonely also during the day. So we have spouses who are unable to work because of disabilities, and their spouses out all day might come and spend the day there. We don't tell people they can't be there. But more and more, we're finding that our folks are volunteering. If they can't work full-time, they become some of our best volunteers.
That's great. You have a list on your website of, I'm going to say, something like 17 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right? And that goes from a bus driver to people who clean the place and your administrative assistants and... as well as executive director and all the whole list. And how many volunteers would you say you have?
Almost 1,000 annually.
1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm shocked by that number.
And we, 14 of our employees are full-time, and we are open as needed every day. We have someone there from 8 a.m. till midnight. So if an emergency arises, we can handle it. So eight, it's seven days a week, 8 a.m. to midnight.
Wow. And you mentioned before, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Those are the meal hours.
Those are the meal hours. But in the wintertime, during this period of time when they have overnight sheltering, we're opening at 7:30 and staying open until 5 o'clock so that they can make the transition without having to be out in the cold.
Right. New Bethany Ministries. What are some of the new programs being implemented currently, would you say? Mark? You're taking over.
Yeah, so some of the new programs that are part of Diane's legacy, and in fact, one of them has her name attached to it, the Diane Elliott Center for Community Partnerships. And Diane is a very modest person, as I've gotten to know her, so I don't know how you feel, Diane, about having your name on the center. But if you come down to 333 here on the south side, you actually will see the sign is already up. So this is a new program. However, the services are not new for New Bethany. So for the Center for Community Partnerships, the object around that is to be able to provide services to people, really anyone, the same population that Diane just described. We won't refuse anyone, but we do have a steady population of people who come through our doors. And as they need help or need resources, it could be a job search, it could be looking for a place to live, it could be health services, it could be mental health services, they can be connected to the right resource in the community. So that's what the purpose for the Center for Community Partnerships is. We have a staff person who is responsible for working directly with the residents, you know, the residents of Bethlehem and the residents of the Lehigh Valley who are here to be able to connect them to those services. So Diane had mentioned some of the services, and this is not just your emergency services, but also, mentioned cooking classes, mentioned fitness classes, potentially. This is really a way to, if you think about whole health or community health, a way to be able to bring those services into New Bethany. So that's called the Center for Community Partnerships. We're renovating a space right now, and it's a space of the staff, do you know this day? And the staff have been calling it the vintage pantry. Yes, you do.
And you're just checking.
It's like the informal name is the vintage pantry, which will become the Center for Community Partnerships. So as we move all of the things and the stuff, and we already moved the food out, right now we have some winter warm clothes that we're storing in there. But so as we move those things out of the center, we'll start making it into a space where you can have some touchdown spaces for computers, for people to do job searches, still a little bit of storage, also meeting room space. So that'll be exciting, the Center for Community Partnerships.
Absolutely. Is that just beginning at this point?
Now the services have been around for a while. The services were even in use during the Restoration House period. And so this was one way to continue Restoration House without Restoration House, in a sense. So that's where that comes from.
And give us a sense of what we would see if we walk through the doors. We're going to see somebody taking in, maybe making, do you have an application form that people fill out? Or
it depends. So there's an application form for housing, but for the services, it's an intake form. We have to report to some of our funders, like United Way, and so we have to be able to provide them with basic demographic information, and so we do gather some of that. We also have a sign-in sheet each day for people to sign in, so we know the number of people who come in to use our facility each and every day. We do track things like we are the only place in Northampton County that I'm aware of that has showers that are public showers. And so we track in terms of the usage of the showers. And so all of those things are tracked. But the information that we take from people who are using our food services, for the most part, the most important thing are the demographics that are required by our funders. And they don't go into very personal issues.
Now, would some of the folks who go into New Bethany Ministries during the day describe it as a drop-in center? where you can simply while away some time?
Actually, our folks consider it home.
Ah. All right. So is there any pressure for them to look for work, see what they can do about housing, whatever your services might be? Maybe you have some people who are not interested in those services, and yet you know that they should probably be exploring them. What do you do about that?
We try to encourage them, and we give them guidance. And with the new center opening up right there, that's part of the purpose of it, is to have it where to take those services to the people who need it. And what we're finding is more and more people are accessing it because word of mouth, you can trust them, they're helping me, and then the next person comes along. There are some people who will never be interested. There are some people who can't do certain things because of mental illness or because of having had some kind of dramatic medical issue occur. But we're reaching more and more of those folks, and that was part of at least my goal, was to start reaching more of the people that come in every day and getting them back on their feet.
Yes. Housing, a big issue in the Lehigh Valley, probably all over the country, and also transportation. So you have a bus. Is it a van?
For us to transport
yes.
people? No.
Oh, you don't? Okay. I saw on your list of employees.
There's a truck.
There's a truck.
We transport right. things.
And what does, so what do you transport in the truck? Mark, you are now the chief truck driver.
Most recently, we have leftover sand from the December Luminaria fundraiser.
right.
So we're transporting that.
Yeah.
A lot of Christmas presents were transported during the holidays. There's pictures online on our Facebook page you can see of our truck with Christmas presents inside for people
great.
At the transitional housing program.
So, all right, so the presents would be delivered to New Bethany's office, and then you would take them by truck to apartments where your folks are living. Is that the idea?
Could be if, you know, like I mentioned before, there's multiple buildings. So if it's here on the south side, then we'll deliver here. And I think the one on the page actually is taking to the one home in Allentown. So delivering to residents who are there.
But we don't
yes.
do we don't do out in the community. They're people we are serving in our residences.
Right.
And the other thing that we do with the truck is twice a week, our truck driver picks up our food for our food pantry and delivers it there.
Oh, important. Right. So our topic this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse is New Bethany Ministries. You've probably heard of it, and now you're learning a whole lot more about it. My guests, Diane and Mark, and I will be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
New Bethany Ministries. I'm John Pierce, your host this evening on Lehigh Valley Discourse. Neil Heaver is our engineer. And my guests, Diane and Mark, are telling us about New Bethany Ministries, one of the organizations in the Lehigh Valley doing a whole lot to help people. And what I see as a really such an overcrowded agenda, helping the homeless, the hungry, the poor, and folks with mental illnesses. The programs are run in 5 separate sites throughout the Lehigh Valley. Is that right, Diane?
So actually, it's primarily in 3 sites. It's
All
South
right.
Bethlehem, Copley, and downtown Allentown.
Allentown, right. From day programming to permanent affordable housing to financial case management. Financial case management, is that? Does that bring Sarah into the picture?
Program.
That's
no,
the what?
That's the representative payee program.
All right. And what happens with that? Take us through what person would do with that?
Well, so I'm learning this, so Diane, you can correct me. But we are representative payees for individuals in the community where Social Security deems them not necessarily able to take care of their own finances. So now the case management part of that comes in there because it's more than just simply taking care of the finances, but now you're working with a human being who, you know, has any of the issues that any of us have when we're taking care of our own finances. And so we do have a staff person right now who is in charge of representative payee of the program who takes care of the financial end of it and also deals directly with each one of the residents. And when I say resident, I just mean resident of the Lehigh Valley.
Okay. And so a person who is not able to spend money wisely is a
That's right.
way to put it, and needs to have money for rent probably and a certain amount put aside for that and for groceries and for transportation and whatever, do those people in effect get an allowance from you?
Yes, and New Bethany pays the bills, right, and then there is a cash allotment. And Diane can talk a little bit more.
Yeah, they come in, many of them come in Tuesday mornings for their spending checks. But they never see the actual money that comes from Social Security. It is placed electronically into an account from which money is drawn to cover the bills. We have all kinds of checks and balances to make sure that it's appropriately spent. We get audited every 2 years. But the program itself, if you talk to someone about representative pay, the first thing that comes to mind is the finances, because in reality, it's a fiduciary program. It's a financial program. The fact that we do case management is something that New Bethany does, because the program itself does not require it.
Okay, so that's an add-on that you mm-hmm. that you have there, which is very important. How many people would you say need this service of the financial services that you provide? Like,
well, we have about 55, but most of those folks are not New Bethany clients otherwise. So we don't just serve the people that we otherwise would have in our programs. We're one of the few programs in the Valley that serves anyone in the Valley. Now, they do have to come in, and Social Security does have to approve us becoming the representative payee. So there's a setup that has to occur beforehand. But the program itself is for whomever needs it.
Okay. Now, do you have only one person in the office working on all these cases for the financial part?
In terms of setting up the accounts and writing the checks, yes. Okay. However, we have somebody who oversees all of the actual checking accounts. We have myself, and then it will be Mark, overseeing each and opening up each of the statements that comes in all the time. We have another person doing reconciliations, and we have another person doing the reports. So we've got five people looking at these accounts to assure that everything that's done there is appropriate and legal.
Right. Yeah, that's a big part of your program. Mark, tell us about your experience working in the community and the nonprofit space. We talked a little bit about this before, the fact that you are at United Way and you've made contacts with different organizations. Now you are going to be the executive director of New Bethany Ministries. How long ago did you find out you were going to be tapped as the new executive director?
I'm not even sure anymore. I gave 6 weeks notice at United Way in October, and then I have the 5 weeks here, and I took a week off over Thanksgiving. So in all of that time, I guess 2 or 3 months.
Only a couple of months or three.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and you asked about community work in general and my background and some of my time at United Way, my previous employer, which, by the way, I really loved my 12-year tenure at United Way at two different United Ways. And previous to that, I was in academia. And really, in all of the work that I've ever done, I've seen myself as really doing the same work. So I've been rooted in community, been working in partnership, and I've been working on issues where people in poverty can have their life circumstances alleviated in the best way possible, right? So you want to talk about social structure. I mean, that's what sociology is the study of society and social structure. And that's, I was teaching a course on the sociology of poverty as a graduate student. And I actually, in the midst of teaching, as, you know, I guess as students do, I ran out of money. And took a fellowship at United Way, and this was in Chicago. And so when I took the fellowship there, two things happened. One was that I took this fellowship after running out of money. And the second was that my daughter was born. And so my daughter is 11 years old, so I did all of this at the same time. And I loved the work. It was a research and analysis, community analysis, is sort of the name of the work you do when you're studying society and seeing what is the best thing that can possibly happen to, you know, change society for the best good. And luckily, you know, the United Way in Chicago had this position open, a sort of community analysis position. I enjoyed it so much, and an opportunity arose after just being there for 6 months that they hired me from a fellow to be a full-time staff person.
Oh.
So I became sort of a research and data-driven person at the United Way there. I've always been on the what you call the impact side or the community investment side. So what's the best solution for the community that you're in, and how do you best spend those dollars, right? And then how can you leverage partnerships? So I just really like that for the last, if you really want to go in the last 20 years, if you combine the work in my graduate work, what I was teaching, what I was studying, and then the work that I ended up doing at United Way. So I've come from academia down to a funder role, and now this is an on-the-ground sort of role where it's direct service. And it really takes me back to my original sort of roots, where in college I was doing more direct work. With homelessness specifically, actually being an advocate for the homeless in my undergraduate work. So it's just something that's been a thread throughout my entire life. So I really like that I've been able to get to the point where I'm back at that direct service.
So you're describing someone who is a numbers guy. You love numbers. Otherwise, you're not going to do this analysis with much pleasure, right?
But must be true.
But you're also very heavily into people, too. You're looking behind or beyond the numbers to find out about individuals. And with working with a place like New Bethany Ministries, that's the part that you're going to see a whole lot, is the individual cases that you come across. Let's ask, what is the best way for someone to become involved, of our listeners out there who are curious and interested in what we've been saying about New Bethany Ministries?
Well, they can contact us through our website, which is www.newbethanyministries.org. They can also volunteer through Mobile Cause on their cell phones and text us. But they can just come. They can just come to New Bethany, and Mark will give them a tour. The best way for them to learn about New Bethany Ministries is to come and see it.
And that's the address again?
333 West 4th Street on the south side of Bethlehem.
How'd you get so lucky to get 333 as your address?
I love that number.
You you wangled for that, didn't you? That was Diane's deal, because she'd been here before Mark. Yes, she says yes. So, Diane, what part about this job will you miss the most?
It's hard to say. There's so much. I will miss the staff that I've been working with all these years. I will miss the volunteers that I've gotten to know so well. But mostly I'm going to miss the people that we serve. They really have truly become a family. They really have become a part of who I am. And the issues that they deal with each and every day have become a part of who I am. I have learned so much from them. And I'm going to be sorry not to have those daily lessons. Mm-hmm. There's also been successes almost every day, some small, some large. But every day, it seems to me that somebody, if they have a better day than the day before, then we've accomplished something. They also help remind me of what's really important And I don't want to lose sight of that. So those are the things I think that I will miss the most.
Right.
I will be a volunteer.
With New Bethany
with
Ministries.
With New Bethany. Once
she's already signed up.
Mark, are you permitting this?
Oh, we need it. We need volunteers.
You're begging
in the community,
her.
Yes.
No, I've already signed up for once or twice a month with a cooking crew. So I will be cooking.
All right. Oh, I thought you were doing yoga. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you are.
Well, Diane, is cooking one of your passions?
I actually do like to cook. Yoga is not one of my passions, but cooking is one of my passions. But if I could just, I said that the issues are really important to me, and if I can just take a second, the food access issue is one that's really important because there are 62,000 plus people in the Lehigh Valley who are food insecure.
Say it again.
62,000+ people in Lehigh Valley who are food insecure. That's about 10% of our population.
That's about the population of Bethlehem.
Right. So it's a major issue. It means that food is not readily accessible to them, either because of cost or distance. And we talked about transportation earlier. It can take some people hours just to do a grocery shopping that they can afford to do. And the other thing...
Why would it take hours to do grocery shopping?
If they don't have a food store close to them, they need to
And they
to
don't
make
have
distance.
Transportation of their own.
Right. They have to take a bus.
They may need
more than one bus, then there's only so much they can carry. The corner stores, many of them are the convenience stores are very expensive. So to get affordable food is very difficult for them. And the other issue is the affordable housing issue. We have next year the cost for fair market rate for a HUD, based on HUD, not on what we really charge here, is over $1,100 for a two-bedroom apartment. If you're making $725 an hour, you have to work 119 hours a week, three full-time jobs.
Wow.
Or make $23 an hour plus to have a two-bedroom apartment for a family of four. People don't realize that because the market rate for a two-bedroom is just higher than that, the actual market rate. So it's very, very difficult for our folks. So we have added rapid rehousing dollars to our inventory so we can help people at least get into housing, and we will provide it to people who can sustain that over the long haul.
Yes, indeed. What you will miss. But you will carry experiences that you've had with New Bethany Ministries along with you, and you, as you say, you're going to continue to be a volunteer with New Bethany. So.
And I'll continue working on affordable housing issues, to make sure that we can get more affordable housing in Lehigh Valley.
Terrific. What a big need that is. Mark, how about a vision for the future?
Well, we need to continue what we've started. I mean, I've said this to Diane, and I know she's mentioned it in the community a number of times, that if, you know, Diane and... the group of both staff and volunteers and the board at New Bethany. We haven't mentioned the board.
And I should have, because I will miss working with the board.
How many on the board?
Right now, I believe it's 17, think now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very dedicated group of people. When I was going through the interview process, which included both staff and board members, one of my questions to the group was, you know, what do you like about New Bethany? What brings you here? And I've really never heard such a passionate group of people, both from staff and board, who really truly believe in the work that you know needs to be done. And a lot of really great work has happened over the last decade, and Diane is to be credited for that. So I look forward to continuing that. I mentioned the Center for Community Partnerships, also the new food pantry and the new space to be able to be this choice pantry, as we've discussed. We'll continue that as well. And then we'll look to see where can we grow, where are more services needed, and how can we expand. So I think growing the Center for Community Partnerships is one. I think as we start to really dig into the affordable housing work in the Lehigh Valley, New Bethany will have to ask the question of what our role is in that, right? So how will we, as an organization and a community, ensure that there is affordable housing for every resident of the Lehigh Valley? And then the 62,000 people who are food insecure, that's no small number.
No.
So how can we expand our services to make sure we're meeting that group of people as well with other community partners?
Well, believe it or not, our time is up for this very pleasant discussion on very serious topics. Let me say again that the foci of New Bethany Ministries are the homeless, the hungry, the poor, and folks with mental illnesses. The organization's goal is to help families and individuals who are capable to become self-sufficient and live independently. They also strive to identify and optimize opportunities to improve the quality of life for the guests who cope with mental illness, disabilities, and or extreme poverty. So, bravo to you, Diane, for all these years.
And thank you.
Mark, best wishes for the future.
Thank you.
And best wishes to Diane in her so-called retirement. I think that needs to be in quotes, which is a good thing. It's a good thing. As long as health permits us to be active, why not, right? So thanks so much for coming by today to WDIY. This has been Lehigh Valley Discourse. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in this evening. Our engineer is Neil Heaver. He's operations director here at WDIY. I'm your host, John Pierce. Until we meet again, remember to be gentle with your neighbor.